No pregame skate today. Can you give us an update on your lineup for tonight?
Same lineup tonight. Lauren Brissado going goal.
Can you take us behind the reason for that? Just like what you saw? Or?
Yeah, I did. And I think they need time together as well.
I guess Dahlstrom still needs a little bit of time.
Yeah, and then somebody needs to give us a reason to make a change as well. Right? Those guys that are here worked real hard at camp, and they were good. You know, it's always places you want to get better, but they competed right, so that nobody deserves to come out tonight.
What are the challenges for Kyle and Patrick? I mean, obviously you got a lot of emotion in an opener. When you play back to back, does it become tougher, or is it become easier now? That's another.
We'll find that out. Find that out, Ken, because it doesn't happen very often, but. They've both been on the ice skating, Patty, with a pro team, so I think that they're not that far off. Like, the conditioning with Kyle's never an issue. Patty's in the best shape he's been in. There's general conditioning, and then there's, like, game shape, right? That's, like, almost 7 to 10 days sometimes for a guy to really get his hands and his feet right. But we didn't feel we saw a whole lot of it in the game, so it's not a concern.
What do you think of the chemistry with that group overall? Has Andrew got a chance at second line?
Yeah, you know, they're on for two. They won't like those. I don't know that you can watch one game and find any chemistry. We'll see how they go.
Paul, looking at the stats from last night, Blake Wheeler, I think, had like 14, 15 shot attempts, yeah. 9 on goal. Blake, obviously, known maybe in some circles, but is more of a pass-first playmaker guy. But what does it tell you when he's putting that many pucks
in the net? That he's leading, right? We need to get more pucks than that, play a more direct offensive game, and he takes that to heart. He can shoot. But Nick Ehlers, I think, is at 8 on goal, and he's a shooter. For me, he plays a different game when he's thinking shoot the puck than he does passing the puck, and we generated lots of offense. We got an awful lot of good looks, missed the net on a few, but I liked our offensive game. It was really strong.
What were your thoughts on the defensive group after all the talk that was about them coming in?
You know, we had 2 or 3 miscues. The tying goal wasn't on the D, really. I mean, we didn't do enough in front of them to have our defense understand the read that was happening. So, yeah, good. For, you know, all of these guys are brand-new pairs. So there's going to be some time until they develop that communication on the ice. They start to get to know the other player. You know, we got an 18-year-old in the lineup, thought he was real good. And some younger guys, I thought they were fine.
Obviously, back-to-backs can be a grind, but does it help when you're playing a team that it's their home opener tonight, so they're probably going to be wound up naturally for their crowd?
That's another one of those. I'll have an answer for you in a few hours. As the teams have come out hot at home, there's lots of excitement here in New Jersey with the changes that they've made. And then I think this will be a different-looking game. They're a little quicker. They'll play a little more direct offensive game. There's not as much motion in their game as you would find against the Rangers, so... it'll be a high-paced game tonight.
It seems like it's a story every year in the first week or so of the season. You know, scoring's up because there's a lot of goals early. Is that just a product sometimes of maybe it takes defensive systems a little time to catch up?
I think that's what it is. I think that then you hit November and there's a bunch of teams that know if they don't play better defensively, they're not going to make it, so the game tightens.
Cool. Did the review of the film reveal anything else?
No, Ken.
It was a surprise.
Nothing. No? Saw it all from the bench.
I don't believe it.
No. You know what? Most games, you get a little bit of a change from what you felt, right? But I think we were probably maybe better than I thought a little bit in some areas. But we liked our game when we walked off the bench. You're not happy with the result, but we were pretty confident with it after we watched it again.
Well, how was Haino able to earn your trust?
So day by day. He got better from development camp, go back into July, from his first day to his fifth day, and that happened here at main camp as well. More and more comfortable, and I thought you saw that in the game last night. The first few passes were a little tentative, and after that disappeared. And he looked completely comfortable. He's a very bright hockey player, so he picks up the systems quickly, picks up the reads quickly, and has figured out, at least with our group through camp, that you have to play people differently. So you'll play Blake Wheeler differently than you'll play Nikolai Ehlers, and he's picked that up.